Chapter 16. And Judith said,
"Strike up a song to my God with tambourines. Sing to my Lord with cymbals. Raise to him a new psalm. Exalt him and acclaim his name. For the Lord is God. He crushes warfare, and he sets up his encampment among his people. He delivered me from the hands of my persecutors. The Assyrian came down from the mountains of the north. He came with tens of thousands of his warriors. Their numbers blocked up the wadis, and their cavalry covered the hills. He boasted that he would burn up my territory and put my young men to the sword and dash my infants to the ground and seize my children as prey and take my virgins as spoil. But the Lord Almighty has spoiled them by the hand of a woman. For their mighty one did not fall by the hands of young men, nor did the sons of the Titans strike him down, nor did tall giants set upon him. But Judith, the daughter of Merari, with the beauty of her countenance, undid him. For she took off her widow's garb to raise up the afflicted in Israel. She anointed her face with fragrant oil, she fastened her hair with a fillet, and put on a linen gown to beguile him. Her sandal ravished his eyes, and her beauty captivated his mind, and the sword severed his neck. The Persians trembled at her boldness. The Medes were daunted at her daring. When my oppressed people shouted, the enemy was terrified. When my weaklings cried out, the enemy trembled. As they lifted up their voices, the enemy was turned back. Sons of maidservants pierced them through and wounded them like the children of fugitives. They perished before the ranks of my Lord. I will sing a new song to my God. O Lord, you are great and unsurpassable, wonderful in strength, invincible. Let all your creatures serve you, for you spoke and they were made. You sent forth your spirit and it formed them. There is none that can resist your voice. For the mountains shall be shaken to their foundations along with the waters, and the rocks shall melt like wax before your gaze. But to those who fear you, you are very merciful. Though the sweet fragrance of every sacrifice is a trifle, and the fat of all holocausts is but very little in your sight, whoever fears the Lord is great forever. Woe to the nations that rise up against my people! The Lord Almighty will requite them. He will punish them in the day of judgment. He will send fire and worms into their flesh, and they shall weep and suffer pain forever.
When the people arrived at Jerusalem, they worshipped God. As soon as they were purified, they offered their holocausts, their freewill offerings, and their gifts. Judith also dedicated, as a votive offering to God, all the possessions of Holofernes, which the people had given her, as well as the canopy that she herself had taken from his bedchamber. For 3 months, the people continued feasting in Jerusalem before the sanctuary, and Judith remained with them. When those days were over, each one returned home to his own inheritance. Judith went back to Bethulia and remained on her estate. For the rest of her life, she was renowned throughout the whole land. Many desired to marry her, but after the death of her husband Manasseh, who was gathered to his people, she gave herself to no man all the remaining days of her life. She became more and more famous and grew old in her husband's house, reaching the age of 105. She died in Bethulia, where they buried her in the tomb of her husband Manasseh. And the house of Israel mourned her for 7 days. Before she died, she distributed her property to all of the relatives closest to her husband Manasseh and to her own closest relatives. and she set her maid free. And for the rest of the lifetime of Judith, no one ever again spread terror among the Israelites, not even for a long time after her death.